You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Venus is nearly the same size and mass as Earth, and NASA is eager to send a mission there. Unfortunately, the surface of Venus is 800 degrees Fahrenheit, with pressure so crushing it'd turn you into paste. On top of that, the entire planet is shielded from view by a cloudy blanket of deadly sulfuric acid particles. But we may soon know more about Venus. In the next 2 years, a team of planetary scientists plans to build subscale versions of aerobots, testing them on Earth during deployment and inflation. They hope to conduct a long-duration flight test of a prototype, too. Sensitive components of the craft's arrays could be tested in simulations of Venus's acidic clouds. According to NASA's concept mission study, a best-case scenario could see a launch date set for 2031 and an aerobot entering Venus's atmosphere by 2034. Next, the app Citizen, that tracks local crime and lets users film incidents as they happen, has launched a new subscription service. It's called Protect, and it enables subscribers who pay the $20 monthly fee to contact Citizen's team of virtual security agents for help whenever they feel threatened. Tuesday's update marks a significant change in Citizen's business, which until now has involved sending smartphone alerts about nearby crimes and incidents to its users for free. With this paid service, the company is not only taking a step toward actively monitoring the safety of users who pony up the monthly fee, it is also expanding a service that privacy advocates have repeatedly decried as overreaching. And here's a travel tip. When staying in a capsule hotel, the Japanese style of budget accommodation that packs guests into tiny adjoining rooms not much bigger than their bodies, be considerate of your neighbors, especially if the capsule hotel you're staying in offers digital automation features and a hacker is staying in the next room over. That's the lesson one pseudonymous security researcher will share in a presentation on his experiences hacking a capsule hotel's automation systems yesterday at the Black Hat Hacker Conference in Las Vegas. The hacker says he found half a dozen hackable vulnerabilities in the Internet of Things systems used in a capsule hotel he stayed at in 2019. They allowed him to hijack the controls of any room at the hotel to mess with the lights, ventilation, and even the beds in each room that convert to a couch, all of which are designed to be managed by networked systems linked to an iPod Touch given to every guest. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.